Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. And for us on the radio, the last broadcast of 2023. The next time we get together will be Monday, 9:45 a.m., and that will be January 1, 2024. So let's end well, shall we? We got today and we got tomorrow, and then we have, of course, New Year's Eve Day on the 31st, where we have normal services at 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30. Same with our Spanish folks. And after the service Sunday night, we have our New Year's Eve get-together, and we go all the way to midnight, and we have skits and games and just a lot of fun and laughs and videos. And then, we have testimonies and singing. We have food. We always end to give out a calendar for 2024, a church calendar, and talk about the theme for the new year. And then we pray together at midnight and bring in the 2024 year with prayer. So it's a great time together. We look forward to it each year with our church family. And we're looking forward to the New Year's Eve this year. Now, then we'll be with you, Lord willing, on Monday morning, the new year, January 1, and I want to talk to you about change. Well, there's always changes that can be made when we go into a new year, and we'll look forward to talking about that on Monday. But yesterday, we started talking about my three homes. I told you, I heard Dr. Adrian Rogers mention that each of us needs to have three homes. We need to have a heavenly home, we need to have a Christian home, and we need to have a church home. And we talked about how that everyone needs those three homes. And the first home, your heavenly home, will kind of cause you to want to have the Christian home and a church home. And yesterday we talked about what we should be striving for here at the end of this year, and as we look ahead to next year, would be to have a happy heart. And of course, that starts with salvation. Salvation's imperative. I don't know about you, I like being happy, and I want to have a happy heart. I want happy on the inside, not just happy on the outside. And salvation is imperative. But surrender is important and necessary, and sacrifice is integral, and separation must be included. And when Jesus Christ is reigning in my heart, and I'm surrendered my spirit to God's spirit, I'm presenting my body a living sacrifice, and I'm separated from the world and separated unto God, I'll have a happy heart. That's what I want in 2024. And then we talked about a harmonious home. We want a home that's a happy home. We want a place where our home is where folks want to be and they love to be. And it's not the carpet and the furniture and what the house is made of. It's what's inside the house. The love and the caring and the forgiveness, the godliness. And we talked about family devotions. And we talked about proper discipline in the home and love in the home. And then we talked about being dedicated in the home. Listen, if your Christianity isn't any good at home, it's just not any good. And so make sure that you have a Christian home. And then the third home and the third thing we should desire, not only a happy heart and a harmonious home, but a healthy church. A healthy church. Having a healthy church is not by accident. The church at Jerusalem was a healthy church. The church at Antioch was a very healthy church. The church at Corinth was not a healthy church. They did not have unity. They did not have one accord. They were not, as the church at Jerusalem, eating their bread with gladness of heart and praising God. That didn't happen that way. So how do I have a healthy church to belong to? Well, number one, there must be plain preaching. I mean, there must be the preaching of the Word of God. It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Paul would exhort Timothy, preach the Word. Be instant in season and out of season. He says the time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine. They'll heap to themselves teachers. In other words, they won't want preaching. They'll just want teaching. Nothing's wrong with teaching. But listen, let's get some preaching back in our churches once again. Preaching is passion, and preaching moves you, and preaching motivates you. Preach the word. Be in sin in season and out of season. That means, Timothy, you preach it when people like it and you preach it when they don't like it. Dr. Tom Wallace put it this way, I don't believe I'll ever forget my mother's old proverb, it's not what you like that does you good. The old rag soaked in kerosene and smeared with lard was miserable around your neck all night, but it got rid of that sore throat. The kids hated castor oil, but it did the trick. The medicine is not the only thing that's been sugar-coated. The preaching is dainty and pretty now, too. Preachers ought to get fighting mad when some little old lady comes up after the message and says, that was a nice little talk, preacher. Oh, my. Listen, this world needs preaching. Preach the word. If you're a preacher listening to me today, listen, my friend, make it your determination in 2024. You're going to be a preacher. We've had enough philosophy. We need more preaching. We've had enough psychology. We need more preaching. We've had enough entertainment. We need more preaching. We've had enough videos. We need more preaching. We've had enough dramas. We need more preaching. We've had enough seminars. We need more preaching. Preaching is excitement. Preaching is enthusiasm. Preaching is loud. Preaching is authoritative. Preaching is convicting. Preaching is with energy. Preaching is with urgency. And preaching is used by the Spirit of God. Oh, my friend, get yourself in a preaching church. There must be plain cheap preaching. That's a healthy church. But then there must be praying. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. It's the closet praying that really counts. Jesus, arising a great while before day, went out into a solitary place and there prayed. Mark 1:35. He knew he wouldn't be bothered early. Oh, my friend, the time to get alone with God is early. Get there before others get up, before the world starts rolling and other things will grab your attention. Give God the first part of the day. If that's what Jesus did, surely it's what you and I can do. Few will come before God's throne their heart's desires to make known. For there are who seem to care, few there are who work at prayer. How'd you pray in 2023? How will you pray in 2024? How often did you pray? How often will you pray? A healthy church will have prayer. It'll be a praying church and it'll have praying people. You must have preaching. You must have prayer. You must have personal participation. The Bible says about the church in Jerusalem, they were all in that 120 in the upper room. They were all with one accord and one spirit and one accord. They were all individual ambassadors. The Bible, someone said, and they're right, you're either a missionary or a mission field. The Bible says this early church daily and from house to house ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Are you a member of a local body of believers? Are you a member of a church? You have a heavenly home. You have a Christian home. You need a church home. Well, I don't know about this membership. No, membership is a commitment. It's like marrying your best girl, not just living with her. Think about an analogy of a couple in love. Anybody can say they're serious and move in with each other, but God requires a more solid commitment than that. In what? Marriage. Don't tell me you're a member of the invisible church. The Bible is clear in its command that you join a local assembly of believers. You like the invisible church because you like invisible attendance and invisible offerings and an invisible service for God. There's not much visible you accomplish in your spiritual life. Now, let me tell you, once you get a church and you join that church, then treat it like a marriage. What do you mean? You know it's not perfect. You know it's going to be filled with imperfect people. And so take it for better or for worse through ups and downs till God takes us home. I'm like that fellow who's on the deserted island, and finally, after many years, they rescued him. And they noticed there were three huts on the island. And they said, what were these three huts? He said, well, this one I lived in. That was my home. And this hut here is where I go to church. And they said, well, what's that hut over there? He said, well, that's where I used to go to church. And that's how it is for a lot of people. And because you haven't made that commitment. For richer, for poorer, for better, for worse, in sickness and health, till death do us part. So it's clear that when God wants you to belong to a body of believers where there's accountability and where you have a place to serve. See, there's two main philosophies when it comes to a church. There's a consumer mentality. And so you look at the church and think like, what kind of programs do they have? Where are they located? In other words, this attitude is, what can the church do for me? What can church do for me? But then there's a contributor mentality. And that's where you look for a place where you're needed. In other words, you look at the church and say, where can I serve God? Where can I fit in here and give of my time, my talents, my treasures to God? I mean, the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. Give your time, give your talents, give your treasures. Even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. You can be blessed by going to a church where others have sacrificed and built something good. Or you can be double blessed by going to church that has some needs and you become part of the solution. So look for a church. But remember, it ought to be based more on preaching than programs. About serving, not just sitting. Listen, I thank God at our church, we have so many who have that contributor mentality. Our goal is to serve. The ministry is for people, not people for the ministry. In other words, we want to be interested. A church ought to be interested in what they can do for you than what you can do for us. Look for a church built on the Word of God, not political correctness, not wokeness. I want to be biblically correct. Doctrine is vital. Doctrine is important. It's the foundation upon which the church is built. What does that church believe? And then get to a church where people are being saved and lives are being changed. I mean, where there's altars and there's moist eyes and there's a well-used baptistry and a loving church family that wants to share their blessings with others. Now, do you have a heavenly home? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Is your heart a happy heart because Jesus is enthroned there and you have surrendered to Him? And you've presented your body a living sacrifice, and you're being separated from the world? Is your home a harmonious home where each lives for the other and all live for Christ? You can be the founder and president of one. If not, make it so in 2024, will you? And do you have a church home? Do you have a place where you say, this is where I serve? This is where my family will learn of the Lord and serve the Lord? God will lead if you'll follow. Do you have those three homes? A heavenly home, a Christian home, and a church home. I hope you'll settle that in 2023 as you head into 2024. And my friend, God will give you a very happy and prosperous, and I pray fruitful, new year. Well, I want to thank you again. All of you listen faithfully to Words to Encourage Radio. And we look forward to heading into 2024 as we embark on our, I believe it's going to be our 13th year on the radio come May. That's hard to believe, but I sure appreciate those of you who listen faithfully, those you can help us from time to time financially, but certainly those of you who pray faithfully for the radio broadcast. God has used it in wonderful, wonderful ways, far beyond what I ever imagined, but we're glad and thankful to Him that it's a blessing to many people. Hope you end well in 2023, and let's meet back together Monday, Lord willing, January 1. Of 2024. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Shining light. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.